Live from the front lines, welcome to Stats Chat, hosted by Brad Zinda and Kaylin Sijikin. This is where strategy meets straight talk. It's bold ideas, real growth, and whatever else hits the mic. This is Stats Chat.
Well, 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 here we are back, 4105 Arden Hills, the Gradient Center, Studio 26, and we are coming to you with a couple of things today that I think you'll really appreciate. Obviously, it's about marketing today and just a couple of ways that we've seen a lot of success as advisors start to push through the back half of this year, Kaylin.
Sure. Yeah. You know, around this time of year, at any point in time, advisors are looking for different things to kind of push this summer. Like sometimes things slow down a little bit in the summer, right? You got the 4th of July, people go on trips, there's dance competitions, there's baseball tournaments, there's soccer's in full sports, so, you know, the massive tournament here in Blaine going on right now. So a lot of activities and holidays kind of take up people's time. So what we found is some advisors pull back on marketing at this time of year. Some clients pull, like response rates drop a little bit too. So people are looking for other ways to kind of push through the summer here. And we'll talk about some of the more popular things that we see used every single day from advisors.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. Most advisors pull back the marketing a little bit. It seems like June, July, I mean, it's cabin season for a lot of people. And So being able to get out and do the things with their family, those response rates seem to drop a little bit. Now, that's not for every part of the country, but it seems like it's kind of a reset, right? We're going to just take a little 4 to 6 week reset here. And then look at the back half of the year. It's no different. You don't do seminars around Thanksgiving. You don't do seminars around Christmas, right? And so this is kind of like cabin season.
Sure.
We apologize for the voice this morning. We are in full-blown advisory warning here for really, really bad air quality. We've got some fires burning up north of us. And so it is in full force today. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty hazy out there.
I actually was just reading an article. Today is the Minneapolis-St. Paul area is worse than like Delhi, India, you know, regarding the air quality.
Really?
Right? Like worse than the world.
It's not good. So, you can actually taste it out there, which is a crazy thing. So, but we do want to make sure that we do a shout out to everybody up north. Stay safe. And wildfires are real up there. And hopefully everything gets put out sooner than later. So
that's right.
But today let's talk a little bit about marketing. Two things that I believe still continue to be the drivers in this industry. I know there's radio and TV, but those come at a cost, right? Mm-hmm. Those are, you're just established, branded. You've got a heavy footprint, but I'll tell you what, seminars and some lead programs have been the breadwinner here in the last, I would say, 2 to 3 months. And we want to push through what that looks like.
Yep. You know, when you look at different forms of marketing, seminars and buying leads or in any way, shape, or form are the least barrier to entry is kind of a term I'll use there regarding like anyone can do them, right? Like TV, radio, client events, like there's a lot of different things you can do, obviously, but it's usually more of an advanced firm at that point in time. The barrier to entry for doing a seminar, anyone can do it. Like you don't have to have an office, you can buy leads, like it's meant for anyone, which is why it's such an easy thing to do to plug into and get rolling here.
That's right.
So, you know, we kind of just talk about the differences between the two, obviously. Buying leads, I know that's been, you know, we've been talking to a couple companies here in the last, I'll say, week or two. But like, you know, everyone's remembers the days where you spend $300 on a lead and sometimes it goes to four advisors and you're lucky to get that advisor on the phone. You buy 10 leads and you maybe talk to five of them. The other five don't answer. And of the five you talk to, three of them tell you.
It becomes a chase game.
Oh, a chase game so much, right? So I think that's kind of changed a little bit. Not only like the price wise on it, but what we're actually seeing for engagement regarding like what the leads kind of look like nowadays.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, not everybody wants to do seminars, but I can tell you in the end, if you break them down, okay, let's just take a step back here. If I go buy a lead, and you alluded to the fact that some have been $300, I've seen some $450.
Right.
Depend on how qualified, warm, cool, like there's many different levels to leads out there, but I've also seen them for $15. Right. And so you never know really what you're going to get, but it does create activity. I always say activity creates activity. You shake a tree a little bit, you never know, but it's some of the things we have to do in this industry to stay active and keep people coming through the door. But if you take, let's just use $300 as an average. Okay. If I get 30 leads at $300, Kalen, you're the math guy, but that's $9,000.
American.
Yeah. Okay. $9,000 on 30 leads. Now, if I start to break up the 30 leads, I would say on average, I'm going to make contact with anywhere from between 5 to 10, maybe 12. Okay. And then that's just the first contact. That's the first phone call. And sure. then there's a 20 to 25 others that I'm going to have to, the chase game is on, mm-hmm. right? I paid for them. I've got, call it $5,000 to $6,000 out there that I'm chasing.
Correct.
Because I need to do something here. And so if you put that next to, let's say a seminar, and I'm not even talking a dinner seminar, we could do two seminars for around $5,000.
Correct.
Get you in front of 25 to 40 people, which in return, we all know we talk buying units. So people is not buying units. So let's just say let's just call it an average of 15 to 20 buying units per seminar.
Correct. Okay.
And so now you've got $2,500 per seminar at 15 to 20 buying units. Now let's do the math on that, right? Let's treat these as a warm lead, if you will. They're yeah. now in front of us. We don't have to make that phone call. The chase game's not on. I'm not saying that we got to go out and pump up 60, 70 seminars a year, but I'm just trying to show the difference between what it really costs when you get into this mm-hmm. and all of the work that you have to do. Now, if I'm doing a seminar and I can get in front of 15 to 20 people for $2,500, and I have a shot at 30, 40, 50% of getting those to sign up for appointments day one mm-hmm. versus spending $9,000 on 30 leads at $300 a piece. I don't know. What would you do?
Do the math is what you say, right?
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's, it becomes a numbers game at the end of the day on certain things. And obviously, buying leads is a little bit easier too regarding like the time that's put into, more expensive, obviously, right? You got to set up an event. You got to show up. You got to set up the speaker and, the PowerPoint. And there's a little bit of work that goes into it, but I agree 1,000%. And also, anytime I talk about seminars or workshops as part of the presentation I give too, is like when you meet with that lead for that first time, let's just say you talk to one of those seven people you just discussed, right? And they're like, hey, I actually want to come and meet with you. That whole first appointment, you're just trying to build trust. You're trying to build credibility because they don't know you from Joe, right?
That's correct.
When you look at a workshop or a seminar, and think about like in terms of being a senior nowadays, so like this person, first of all, picked up the phone or clicked a lead and said, I'm going to attend this event. Okay. Then they hopped in their car on Tuesday night at 5 o'clock and drove across town.
That's correct.
Or maybe in their back. Like, I don't care where you go nowadays. It's 15 minutes anywhere you go in Minneapolis, St. Paul, or longer. Like, I don't care if it's 2 miles away. Like, 15 minutes is what it takes to get anywhere in this town.
That's correct.
Right? Yep. It could be a lot longer. So then they drove, then they sit down, and they listen to you speak for 45 minutes. And then they go out of the way and they say, hey, by the way, I want to meet with you next week. Get back in their car, go home, and then come back again and meet you. Right. Now, I'm a pretty rational person. If there wasn't something that you said or did or I related to, I'm not getting back in my car and coming to see you again. Right.
100%.
So the first appointment compared to like a lead compared to a workshop or seminar is night and day difference on how that is going to go. Because they're not going to come out unless there's something they were interested in talking to. I mean, every now and then you might get a tire kicker, but generally speaking, that first appointment, they'll be way more open, more engaged. You're going to get everything that you need. And the probability of success will be a lot higher than a lead too.
That's right. And you hear from a lot of, I've talked to a lot of advisors say, well, when I came over for my last IMO, they kept telling me scale, 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 do more, do more, do more. And I'm not saying that. If you want to do more business, doesn't necessarily mean doing more seminars. Okay. No. That's not what I'm saying here, but I can tell you from doing this for the last 15 years, getting in front of people and having that first interaction that, like you said, hey, if I'm up there speaking, that's really the first appointment mm-hmm. that they're having with me. They're looking at me going, hey, do I like this guy? Do I trust this guy? Right. Can I relate to this guy? Like, there's a lot of things that they're looking at. And you're eliminating all of the other chase things, but your appointment process can be really, really good. And I can tell you, I've had advisors that do 60 seminars a year that have come over from different IMOs mm-hmm. that did the same business in 10 seminars with our process.
Right.
And so it really does help on, making sure that you got that sound process. But I wanted to touch on that a little bit because I think it's important. It's not always about jamming more seminars, but seminars is, in my mind, the easiest way to get in front of 20 to 30 people out of the gates.
Mm-hmm.
And heck, Kalen, we're starting to see advisors doing it. I mean, there's a guy in Chicago that's doing 11 and 3 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah, and he's like, well. Yeah, what was his thing? He said, hey, if I do a seminar at 7 or 6, that means they think that I'll take appointments at 7 or 6 or whatever. So he goes, I pushed it to 11 and 3. As a matter of fact, those are the people I want to talk to. The people right. that have the time that can actually come. Those are the exact people I want to work with. And so I think there's a huge bonus there on getting into a seminar versus buying these. Now, the last podcast, we talked a little bit about junior advisors.
Sure.
And why don't you tell a little bit, I mean, I think junior advisors putting leads in front of them are a good thing too.
Totally agree. I mean, yeah, you never want to throw a junior advisor into the, you know, the wolf's den, I'll call it. Like 2 months into it, here, go do your first seminar and you're gambling $4,000 on the guy, right? Like no one ever wants to do that. So, you know, for junior advisors, make sure they're pretty well seasoned into it because, I mean, they can take first appointments if you need to, but you still be the face of it, right? Until they're seasoned, ready for it. But there's got to be something they can do as well at the office. So hopefully they're handling some appointments, you know, and reviews with some of the B's and C's, but ultimately they're going to need to find some revenue for you, right? That's what they're there for.
100%.
And that's where some of these lead companies, not saying you got to buy the top leads for them, but you just have to have them doing something. Like you said, activity creates activity. If you can get them leads for $100, $150, which we have companies that are doing right now.
We're going to talk about that.
Guaranteed yep. numbers.
Yep.
Like I would gamble all day spending $1,000 to say, hey, buddy, you call these people, you call them twice a day and you call them till they tell you not to call anymore.
That's
you
correct.
Know? And let's get them on the phone. Like, I hope you make someone mad today by calling them so much. You know, with the right intentions, obviously. But I mean, that's exactly where you can find an easy entry for leads for new people.
That's right. And let's just hit on that program. You know, if you are looking to get a guaranteed 20 to 25, I'll call it at bats, because these are people that reach out. Now there are three topics they talk about, TSP leads,
yep.
there's Roth conversion yep. leads, or there's just straight annuity leads. Obviously, if you're not, you know, well knowledged in the Roth conversion arena, maybe that's not a lead you want to go after, but being able to get some of these leads, people, I mean, we're talking millionaires are looking at these, they're getting signed up on these leads. I've seen these.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if you are looking to get 25 at bats, let's just call it that, for $3,000, we have that program. Okay. Call us. We'll get you set up, get your junior advisor on this. If you don't want to do that, but if you're just looking for another way to generate some leads, again, you know how the leads work. You're going to have to call through them, but I will tell you, you're going to find success. We are seeing this. This is a program that we've been looking at for the last couple of years. I know a few of other marketers internally have used it and yep. have had great success with it. And so we're sharing that today. Activity will continue to create activity. $3,000, 20 to 25 at bats minimum. They've even seen up to 40. So now it's less than $100 a lead.
Right.
But these are good leads.
Mm-hmm.
And they're only going to one advisor.
That is key.
They are not yeah. pushing them out to any others. And I think that's a huge advantage.
Yep. And to think of that from an investment standpoint, you know, from the advisor's point of view, like the head advisor, $2,000 investment, what does that take in business? Total assets, right? In some way, shape, or form. We're talking $40,000 roughly in
yeah.
business, in annuity business.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
low hanging fruit
you,
there.
You get 25 strikes. I'm willing to bet your advisor is going to find $40,000 in yep. business.
Even bring in an old statement, right? Yeah. With all of the upgrade opportunities right now, you think back 5 years ago and you were maybe stuck in a low interest rate environment, the cap was kind of low, mm-hmm. What that could look like. So have them bring that one piece in to get started. So here's the ask today. Let's leave them with this. If you're not doing seminars, let's do some seminars,
sure.
right?
Yeah.
They're let's budget, even if it's one per month, like one set. So you're doing two. But if it's one set, it's $5,000 a month for the next, you know, 4 months, cause we're not going to do one when, you know, Christmas time, but
mm-hmm.
I think it'd be a great way to end strong this year. And I promise you are going to see results from this.
Yep.
Cause the next episode, we're going to talk about the process and what that means.
That's exactly right. You know, when you think about workshops, and I love that call to action, by the way, too, like there's a reason why people do them. When you break out the dollar amount cost per appointment and call us, we'll walk through all this with you here. We got the calculators to show it as well. But I agree 1,000%. You guys find a way to throw in two events per month, you will be writing an additional, I can put a number on it, but a lot of business here by the end of the year in assets gathered. There's just no question about it. Follow it, follow the process, and let's finish 26 strong.
And for a lot of you, you're sitting on vendor bucks right now. That's what they're for. We can pay for those, right? We're gonna send us the invoice. We'll cover that cost for you, and you are going to enjoy the next 4 months. Trust me when I say that. And then if you find success there and you want to just keep boosting, ramp 2026 strong at the end here, let's get that lead program going too. With that being said, Kalen, let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here. Stats Chat signing out here on a smoky day in Minnesota.
See ya.
Brad and Kalen do not offer investment, legal, tax, or accounting advice and are not affiliated or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. The opinions herein may be from personal experience and may not necessarily be those of Gradient Financial Group, its employees, or affiliates. Any results, topics, or outcomes are for informational purposes only. Financial professional use only.